Have a tree question and you're stumped? We're out in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And before we bring Ann calling in this morning from Green Valley, Arizona, who wants to talk about her fir tree, I want to cover this article real quick. As many citrus questions as we've taken today, and anyone that has mature citrus trees, I know you guys at your home have a number of different, not only citrus, but stone fruits that are mature. Y'all have had a pretty good harvest, I'm assuming, this season.
We had some fantastic apricots. The peaches are just falling off the tree right now. I got to get out there and do some harvesting today. We've been bringing in a basket every day. Yeah, we've had a really good harvest. We actually have some old world mulberries, female mulberries, that kind of came up from sprouts in our yard. And, man, we have one that's huge, and it just produces a ton of fruit every year.
So we often hear Jay always talk about this. Mm-hmm. You know, by the time it matures, you're going to get more produce than you can ever know what to do with. Now, I don't know how to preserve citrus. I've never tried canning it, but you had mentioned peaches. Canning peaches, canning apples. Canning is just a great way to preserve it and last and have that harvest all year. If you've never been into canning, or even if you're an experienced canner, Mother Earth News came out this week with 33 canning and preserving tips.
Nice.
And reading through this, nice. I learned a lot. We've done a number of canning. And the first one is just be realistic, because the first time you start, we did this too, you ended up canning more than you can eat.
Yeah.
And because it still only lasts so long.
Right.
So you end up opening all these jars that you can later and dumping them into your compost.
Right.
Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but I will tell you, that's pretty expensive compost.
A lot of time. Yes.
Not just, so be
reasonable.
The sugar is pretty cheap, but the time you've invested into it.
Yeah.
And calculating your needs is a great one. Knowing your spreads, do you know the difference between jam and jelly?
Well, I think the jelly has the seeds and all the other stuff, and the jam is just the nice, just the pure juice.
Just reverse. Jam has all the particles.
Oh, jam is, there you go. Jelly's got just the pure.
So know what you are canning, but you could go to Mother Earth News and get this. I read it twice last night and highlighted all the things that I learned. There's actually one. I'm going to get this. It's called a squeezo. Have you ever heard of a squeezo?
No.
I hadn't heard of it either, but it's a way that it separates all of your processed food from the rinds and everything. So it's something
you know, what we've been doing
is going to save us a lot of time.
What we've been doing is we can't eat all the apricots that come on our tree at one time. So we have the apricots, and then we just lay them out and put them into bags and put them in the freezer. We put them on a pie tin and slide them into our freezer. We have an upright freezer that's separate from our refrigerator freezer. And we'll just, once they're frozen, then we just put them into Ziploc bags. And we've got like, you know, 8 or 10 large Ziploc bags full of apricots. So
just take another bag out when you're ready.
Yeah, take the bag out when we're ready. I eat them frozen. That's the best way to enjoy a lot of fruits. Like if you've never frozen grapes, some nice white seedless grapes, if you find a really good place to go harvest them yourself, I mean, go get them yourself, you know, you pick Grove, go get about 60, 70 pounds and freeze those.
And that's such a great picnic snack for the summer in Arizona.
Oh, it's so great in the summer just to take them out. It's like a 7-Up popsicle, that kind of same consistency. And they're so nice for kids, too.
Well, let's see if we can help Ann real quick before this hour broadcast is over.
Yeah.
In Green Valley. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, good morning. I have a fir tree that's about 14 years old or more, and it used to be very small, like one of those you get at the grocery store, real little, for the table, you know, during Christmas. And the lower branches are really filling out in the yard, and we have three mock oranges behind it, and I've been trimming them back on the side of the tree, fir tree, and I'm wondering if I can cut off it maybe in the fall, the lower branches, maybe the very bottom one at the trunk, to, you know, just kind of keep it at bay.
Yeah, and how tall is it now?
16 to 18 feet.
Yeah, and that lowest branch is 3 or 4 feet off the ground now?
Oh, no, the lowest branch is on the ground. We never have trimmed it.
Yeah, no, I think you certainly could go ahead and start trimming some of those ones that are way down at the ground. Yeah, absolutely. You don't want to take them up too high. The worst thing to see is a conifer that's been trimmed up too high. So, yeah, whatever you need for clearance down at that low spot there would be fine, but don't get too aggressive.
Now, generally speaking, anyone on hold we go ahead and take care of, but not being in our studio and live on today's event. For Maureen, who's got an oak tree question, or anyone else that didn't get in, how would they get a hold of you?
You know, you could call me directly at 602-796-1034. Since I'm on the road today, I'd be happy to take a few calls. If I don't get a return your call, just leave a message and I'll be happy to call you back.
There's a few dead spots in the mountains still on the driving.
There are.
On 17. Well, Mr. Eisenhower, thank you, sir.
You're
been
welcome.
A pleasure, and you looking bet. Forward to the tree climbing contest. Are you competing in the old timers this year?
No, they have no. They don't have that division this year.
Oh,
I did win it a few years ago, though.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.